Conclusion. Both Marjories were born at the end of the 1800s. At that time, people thought that a woman's place was in the home, so most women did not have jobs other than housework. Many women had no way to speak out and didn't have the right to vote until 1920. Rawlings and Douglas found a way to make their voices heard. They had strong ideas, which they expressed in their writing. The two Marjories were both activists who worked to change the world. Caption: Rawlings often worked on the porch of her home in Cross Creek. Caption: Every year on April 22nd, people the world over get together on Earth Day to celebrate and care for the environment. Today, thanks to Rawlings and Douglas and other activists, there are laws that protect the Everglades and places like Cross Creek. Through their writings, the two Marjories taught others to care for the beautiful wild lands of Florida. Rawlings and Douglas taught us to treat the land as our home. They made all of us see that wherever we live, we must work together to take care of our environment.